like when I hear those chords like everywhere, then like I automatically think class, simple tech, media, which I think is a good thing.
Welcome back to Simple Tech Media. I am Tina and we're here with Nikki. Today we thought that we would let you in on a conversation that we need to have anyway. Our goal is to help people of all ages and backgrounds be more comfortable with using technology. And sometimes I feel like we all fall into this trap of everybody else must know so much more than what we know. But even with us being comfortable with trying new things, that doesn't mean that we're always perfect with them or quick with knowing all the ins and outs of them. And Nikki and I used to live near each other, so we could have conversations, you know, just occasionally in person. Sometimes she would come to my house last year when we were working on our website and stuff. She would come over and we sat for hours together, sitting side by side on the couch, you know, working on this stuff. I would mirror to the TV so we could work on something together. Well, we're not able to do that now. We are multiple states away. We have different time zones even that we're working with now. And, you know, how do you interact with people? How do you work? And how do you still reach this productivity level when you're not able to see each other face to face and you're even working with different time zones? So we thought that today, while we work on just touching base with each other, that we would let you in kind of on this conversation to see how it might work. And what works for us may not work for you. And honestly, there are some things that work for us for a little bit. And then we say, you know what, we need to change this and let's try something new this time. So we're going to just kind of talk through a conversation and you're welcome to, we're not going to call it eavesdropping, right? Because we're welcoming them into our conversation today. Nikki, do you have anything to add to this idea of working with somebody who's not right there with you? What are some things that you find that you struggle with? What are some things that you wish that maybe you were better at?
So for me personally, and I think we both have at some points fallen into this trap, if it's not right in front of me, then it's very easy to push off to the side.
Right.
Get to that later. I'll make a video later. I'll do my recordings and screenshots and all that. Like, I can just do it later. Well, then later comes and then it's like, do I have to do it today? It's not. I mean, it's not right here. So I think the number one thing, and Tina and I talked about this a while ago, and we still like have the conversation intermittently, is, I know it sounds whatever, but communication is truly like key. And what I mean by that is like not being afraid to communicate good, bad. Like if it's been a month since we have talked, like there has to be some point where it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Like, what's going on? And if both people are, or whoever's in your group, if someone's afraid of that type of communication, well, then no one's going to be on task because someone's afraid to speak up every time. And Tina said this, I mean, when we first started, she was like, if we're going to do this together, we have to be willing to have the good conversations, the bad conversations at any time. Of course, how can you make anything work if you're not willing to like keep each other on task and on track? And again, being so far away, it is so easy to push things off. But if the other one is like, pushing and keeping on track and doing all of that, then I mean it's a lot easier to motivate yourself back up to going back to where you used to be than it is if everyone's afraid to like talk. So my first piece of advice is just be willing to have a conversation. That's it.
Right.
Open, honest conversation.
Yeah. And our personalities are similar in some ways and our personalities are very different in other ways. And Nikki is one who just kind of does her own thing, which is good. You know, we need all of that. I feel like I'm much more worried about like bothering her and she's just like doing her thing. So I think on her end, it's not her. She doesn't hold back from reaching out to me because she thinks she's going to bother me. She just thinks like, I don't need to talk to her right now. So I'm just doing my own thing. And on my end, sometimes I can do my own thing, But I also sometimes think, oh man, I need to let her know. I need to ask her about this. And I have to remind myself, even this afternoon, I had to remind myself, just send her a text about it. Send her a picture of what you're working on. Let her be involved. And that's something that I have to worry about, is not just get into my own head of, okay, all these things need to be done, but be willing to let her be part of that and open her up to that, to say, hey, these are some things that I have ideas about. We have our 1 year anniversary this month. We're hitting 1 year, and we had started some things behind the scenes, but 1 year is where we kind of launched it, announced to the world that we had teamed up together. And, you know, we started our podcast last year in February. So right now, it's in my mind, this is our anniversary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have some things I would like to do. First of all, if you're listening to this, you get to hear this, like, while we're saying it, we're going to do a big giveaway for this. And so, you know, the last few days, I've been thinking we could do this. And I thought, Tina, just ask her if, you know, she has any input to this. Mm-hmm. And if she can't respond, she won't. And you're not bothering her. And I think for myself, with my personality, that's where I'm at, is I don't want to bother Nikki. You know, this was all my idea. This was whatever. She joined in. And I have to remind myself, she joined in because she wanted to. If she didn't want to be part of it, then this never would have gotten to this point anyway. So I have to kind of let go of my own pride, really, in that way, and just say, open up and let her know what you're thinking. If she wants to respond, she will. If she's not able to respond, she won't. And she always responds eventually within like that day. It's not even like it's like days and days and days that I'll hear from her. But in my own head, I can get trapped into this place of, you know, when you're by yourself and you're doing your own thing, that, you know, the other person doesn't really care or doesn't want to be bothered by it. And that's absolutely not the case.
See, and on the flip side of it, like, you have to be willing to, like, learn the other person's way of communication, the way that they work, the way that they, like, feel valued. Because I, again, on the opposite end, I'm like, I mean, we're both, like, independent women. Like, we got this. We don't need to check in. But you're the type that likes to, like, let's do this together, which is fantastic. Like,
right.
I love that about you, like, bringing me in on everything. And I'm just like, she's fantastic. She's got this. Like, she doesn't want my opinion. But, I mean, there's things where you genuinely do. So, like,
right.
On my end, I have to let go of, like, this. Like, you can work with other people. You don't have to be, like, so independent and whatever. Like, you guys are in it together, so, like, be a part of it together. So, like, I mean, different types of personalities, I feel like,
right,
you can learn from one of us, because we kind of fit the whole spectrum there.
we absolutely do. And I think that we work really well together, so that is very helpful. But when you are working with somebody who is not face to face, so we get together and we record, and I get to see Nikki face to face. But in between times when we're not recording, we're not. It's a text here and there, and that's basically it. So what I am going to say is that we need to, and she and I both agree, we need to work more about the collaborative software that's out there to be able to say, okay, this is where we're at. And we started this when we first got going last year. But if you listen to our episode a couple weeks ago, we talked about out with the old, in with the new. We got all this new, these new computers that are actually able to run fully the versions of software that are current. Mm-hmm. And we are going to start working with more collaborative software in that way. So I think what's important for us right now, where we're working together, we're not on the same time zone, so we're going to have to, you know, pay attention to those times. And when we do say, hey, you want to meet and do a recording, we have to make sure that we're verifying, you know, your time or my time, whichever time. And it helps for me that you used to live in this time zone, so I know it's like fresh in your mind. You know, it's not that you would never have been able to fathom, you know, what it's like for me to be an hour earlier. It's not that at all. But I feel like when you've recently lived in a place, it's easy to remember, okay, yeah, this is where they're at right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to work on this collaborative software. So we have a Microsoft account, and I'm going to strongly encourage us both to work with a team. And I actually went through like an hour ago and set up a new team for us. On my end, I hid the team that we had started last year because it had a lot of brainstorming to get started. So this tip I would give people is, you know, I was looking in this old team and it's all this, well, we could do this and we can do this. A lot of brainstorming from the get-go. And I could go in and try to clean all that up. But that's a lot of time wasted. And so I just started a fresh one. I started brand new and I don't want to get rid of the other stuff. So I just hid it on my end. And Nikki, if you know, you can do from your end whatever you want to with that. But I just started a fresh one. And I went through and set in our Microsoft team the different tabs that I think would be beneficial for us right now. So you have the general channel, you have like a news feed where you can post and things. And I just went through and added a post giving some ideas of what I think we might could do for our giveaway. I don't remember if I even tagged you in it or not. So we'll have to, you know, double check that. So I need to remember to tag her so she gets notifications. But this will help for myself when I do feel bad about texting her, when I know that she's very busy at work. Our schedules are very different right now.
Yeah.
As far as the time that we have free throughout the day, I can't relate to her schedule now because I haven't worked with her where she's at. So I don't know. Oh, hey, right now is probably a downtime for her. I don't have any concept of that right now. And so, you know, for me to be sending her a text, I don't want her to think, oh, I need to stop and, you know, worry about this. I don't know that she would. But in my mind, that's where my brain goes, is I don't want to bother her right now. She's at work. And I feel like if I use our team chat, then that'll be a way that she knows she doesn't have to worry about that until she actually has time to stop and think about it. And I think I'll reserve the texting for, you know, other occasions. So in that end, I need to make sure that she knows, hey, make sure that your notifications are on, make sure that you're just going in and checking this occasionally. And I would like for us to get back to using that. I also like that in Teams, we can have a tab there where we can share files. So where Nikki now can go through and start doing more of the editing, that way we can share files back and forth. And that'll be very helpful for us moving forward. So having the capabilities to do that again and actually following through with it will be helpful. And then I also made a tab that has a calendar. And I wanted to talk for just a second about content creation. For those of you who don't know, you can really plan out content for quite a ways. And it used to be that you needed to purchase an extra subscription to places like Hootsuite, I know is one. That's a big one. And they're very expensive. And, you know, it shows you a calendar and it'll help you push, you know, your content from one app to the next and one website to the next. And, you know, you can go from your website to Facebook, to Instagram, to wherever. Well, Meta right now. So if you post to Facebook and you post to Instagram, those two are through Meta. They have all that built in for free, which is fantastic. So I don't feel like we need to pay for something else. That was something I researched a lot last year about this time was, you know, what of these sites do we need to invest in? And I've come to realize this last year, we really don't. In my opinion, it's not something that's worth the cost for us at this moment in time. I just don't see that it's necessary. And so we will go in and set something up and in the Meta group. I can't think of what it's called, but it's like the business side of it. But I go into that page, I can set the Facebook reel and the Instagram reel, post it one time, and then it's just there. And then I can set things to go ahead of time. So the other day I had some reels that came out, some little clips from a podcast we had done. And I thought, this is going out when I'm supposed to be working. And I literally was working. And I thought, I hope that everybody remembers that, you know, you can set this stuff to go out.
Work ahead.
Right. So, and that's what happened. Because on the flip side of that, you know, Meta will tell you, hey, your viewers are most active at this time this week. And so I was going off of those times. So I had one come out kind of midday and one go out in the afternoon, based on those times. And I just thought, man, they're going to think that I'm like sitting around editing all this stuff, putting it out there and then turning in my work hours and it not quite lining up. But, you know, you can plan all that stuff out. So that's such an expense saver for us to not have to worry about paying for something extra. But I think also we do need to have a general location where we can have an idea of where we're at. When are we recording? When are the recordings going out? What's happening? So in our team, I added a tab and I added a calendar. There were several calendar options on there. I just picked one of them. So we'll see if we like it or not. And I went through and added an event for us for today. And I put on there that Thursday the podcast will go live and it'll be there. So we'll see how that works and we'll adjust along the way. I started to put Microsoft Planner on there, but right now we're not really working on tasks like that where we're having to hand them off back and forth. So I kept that off to keep it less cluttered in our team. And we'll see, maybe in the future, that's something that we'll start using. But right now, it's not anything that we need to worry about. So the calendar feature, I need to make sure that I'm following through. So while we don't use one site to push all of our content out, let me just walk you through the process of what I normally do, because I found a gap in my process the other day and realized, Tina, you have dropped the ball. So I just talked through Meta. That one's super easy. You go in, you make it, you put it in there and it pushes it to the others. The other places where we post are on YouTube. And YouTube, again, you can go in easily, drop in whatever the video is. You can schedule it to release at whatever time. Not a big deal. As soon as I post on YouTube, I push it to our Pinterest. And so I just do a quick share. It's all linked together and it pushes it to our Pinterest page. And so I just do that pretty much every time. That one's easy. I started as a TikTok, but I have not been posting there. I got to the point where it was just too much going on. And so I kind of pulled back on TikTok. Who knows if it's going to get banned or not? We'll see. So I'm not too worried about that one right now. If it holds strong for a while, maybe I'll go back to that one. But for right now, we post on YouTube and I push that to Pinterest. We post on Meta, so Facebook and then Instagram. And then for our podcast episodes, we post to Spotify. I also use RSS, the RSS.com, I think is the one that I use. And that pushes from, I upload it there and it pushes it to Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and then there's one more, Pandora, I think is where that pushes to. So it's so helpful. You drop it in there once and it pushes it to all of them. I remembered the other day, I had not been doing that. So there are like 4 or 5 episodes missing I think Spotify is pretty much up to date, but the others, it's a tragic mess. So I need to remember to get that in and I need to get you the logins for everything. Because, yeah, she doesn't have any of that. So I have to do it. And I totally forgot. So I think it goes from episode like 15 to episode 19.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I have to do the website. I haven't updated the website. And so.
I know.
I know the last video that's on there.
Right. Yeah. Well, I feel like our website's about time to get a full revamp. When we did our website, we literally just wanted to have something out there, but we knew going into it that it was going to soon change. But, you know, it was just to have something. So, you know, website, we'll get to all that. But
it has nothing to do with anything. And it's probably something that you want to cut. Okay. But somebody, one of my friends, he does a bunch of website stuff and he sent me an entire list of like changes to make to the website in order to get it recognized by the search engines.
Oh, nice.
So that's good. About SEO and all of that.
Nice. We need that.
Yeah, I have an entire list.
Awesome.
Everything that will get us recognized.
But, you know, but that's part of getting started. So you said, you know, maybe you'll cut this out, but I don't know. I kind of like leaving that in there because these are the kinds of conversations you have to have of, yeah. You know, we're a year in now. Where are we at? Where are we headed? And what are we happy with? What are we not happy with? No, I am not happy with our thumbnails for YouTube. That's something that we need to work on. This last week for episode 19 for the podcast, I did not add any music to the beginning or the end. I don't know if I like that or not. I don't know if I like it. I feel like I feel like people have such a connection. I have such a connection to music. I know that that's not everybody's feeling, but music for me makes me feel a certain way and it puts me in a certain mood. And so I, you know, it's like tasting an ice cream, or it's like, you know, like smelling, you know, cut grass or whatever, like it takes you back to a certain place. Think of that like Ratatouille where, you know, in the movie Heath's thing. But for me, music does the same thing. I absolutely, my life is for music. I just love it. And so for somebody like that, I feel like having just that little bit of something can be helpful. But I don't know. What did you think about that? Does it matter to you?
I mean, I like the music.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's short enough to where, like, it's tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like this drawn out, because you know how on like old sitcoms, it would be like 5 minutes of a song.
Yeah.
They just went into like playing like a tune, mm-hmm. and then like it was done. Mm-hmm. I like that.
The short.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm the same way that you are. Yeah. But when I hear those chords like mm-hmm. anywhere, then like I automatically think,
yeah,
last Simple Tech Media, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I'm going to leave the music in there for this next time. I edited in Riverside instead of in Premiere Pro. And the reason for that is I opened it up on my new computer and it looked so different. All the settings that I had were gone, and it was like, I wasn't it anyway. I had no time to mess with that. Mm-hmm. So I just did it, and you know, it was fine. I liked the way that the captions were on there, and I like it that it does it automatically for you. So that was a huge pro. I don't know. I like to piece it. I would love to piece it all together and make it perfect, but not quite there yet, but that's okay.